Kia ora, ko Atere Ano Matiara ki tēnei, and this is your Wātea English News. More than 100 years after Te Whakatohea first petitioned for redress over the Crown's attack on its homeland, Parliament has passed the first reading of a bill settling its claims. Treaty Settlements Minister Andrew Little says it follows more than three decades of negotiations. He reiterated the Crown's apology for its 1865 attack on Opotiki and the desecration of their tūpuna Tio Kahika. The settlement redress includes more than $100 million in financial, cultural and commercial redress, the transfer of 33 sites of cultural significance, bespoke natural resource and conservation arrangements, and relationship agreements with core Crown agencies.
The settlement redress package also includes the reservation of 5,000 hectares of sea space to be reserved in the coastal marine area, in which only Whakatohea may apply for permits for aquaculture activities. This redress is a first in treaty settlements, and it will complement the Whakatohea aquaculture strategy, which is already bringing benefits to Whakatohea and Opotiki.
The bill was referred to the Māori Affairs Select Committee for public consultation. A regional stop smoking service says Aotearoa's smoke-free by 2025 goal will not be worth much if the harm from smoking is simply replaced by vaping. Takiri Mai Te Ata Regional has commended the Vape-Free Kids NZ Group's 13,000 signature petition to Parliament. Spokesperson Catherine Manning agrees there should be tough new laws to prevent children from vaping.
The lens is too narrow in that they're only looking at what's best for adults. We know that if you apply any solution to the lens of a child, it's going to be good for all of us.
Catherine Manning says the government needs to stop the spread of vape stores and enforce penalties for outlets that deliberately target the youth market. And finally, Native Hawaiian groups feel they are being left out of the recovery efforts on Maui, where the historic town of Lahaina was devastated by a hurricane-driven wildfire. So far, more than 110 people have been confirmed dead and 1,300 still unaccounted for. Maui resident Shane Namea'ea Hoshino says while they welcome the outside help that is flooding in, local knowledge and experience is being ignored in favour of state and federal recovery plans.
You know, for us, we're trying to reach out to them, like put our community leaders in the mix. You know, let them be the voice, not you guys wanting us to help. You know, we need your help. You got to come to us.
Meanwhile, there has been a miraculous moment among the death and devastation, with 60 people found sheltering in a single home, days after the fires first began. And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Atua.